Okay, guys, so welcome back. I hope you really enjoyed that interview with Afan Vahid. What an amazing, amazing artist he is, all the way from Pakistan. And now we've got another interview. This is Jaden. Well, Jaden first rose to popularity in 2015 when he released a remake of Adnan Sami and Sonu Nigam's Sunzara. And the track was noticed by a popular Indian label, T-Series, who went on to do the distribution for a Jaden version. And then after that, Jaden released his own original song called Take My Hand with the T-Series again in 2016. And following his two releases, Jaden has actually released another track, a popular A.R. Rahman number, Humma, the one which I am actually playing in the background. Sahim Ansari, all the way from India, my bro, thank you very much for your messages. Jaden has actually recently signed up for a 5-song project with the Indian label Saregama. And he will be with us in a moment or two, and we'll be talking to him about his this track playing in the background, featuring Priti Menon, and of course his future projects as well, his 5 tracks, what kind of tracks is gonna be, and of course his message as well, his social media details and everything. Jaden is a London-based artist, so we'll be talking to him about his childhood, his inspirations and everything. So keep it locked to Radio Sangha 107.9 FM. Meanwhile, I'll just get hold of him. And for all of you who have actually just tuned in, you are listening to Radio Sangha 107.9 FM with your Veer Tanveer. And we'll have Jaden, future superstar, I would say, from UK music, Brit Asian industry. A star is in the making. What an amazing, amazing sound he has. Humma Refix. Once again, I'm going to play that for you. Here we go, guys. Enjoy this amazing tune. Keep it locked.
और खंग की पायल मस्ती में धुनंगनिया ये हम्मा 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 ए हम्मा 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 ए हम्मा 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 ए हम्मा 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 हम्मा
Right, guys, we've got Jaden all the way from London with us as well. So we'll be talking to him about this amazing, amazing track, which is a Humma Refix and featuring Priti Menon as well. So, Jaden, hello, my bruv. How are you today?
I'm good, man. Not too bad, not too bad. I'm from Coventry as well, by the way, not London.
Okay, so you're from Coventry, not far from London. For us people who live in Yorkshire, everything outside the Yorkshire, everything outside Yorkshire London. Is London for us, bruv.
Yeah, no worries, man. No worries. All good here.
Okay, Jaden, tell us about this track. How did this project came into your mind? And it's a big, big number from A.R. Rahman. You know, making a refix of such a big, big number is always going to be a very, very kind of difficult job, because, you know, the expectations are very, very high. But the end result was very, very good. So tell us about this track, the inspiration behind this track, and the making of this track and all that.
So yeah, this track was actually done a while ago now. Like, it was just, we just never ever kind of pushed it or promoted it until recently. So just, it was, you know, it was before the idea came out, before the Badshah version, actually. I actually wanted to do this for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I had a kind of like a vibe in mind, and me and my team, we just kind of sat down and we kind of tried to make it as funky as possible. So kind of make it tropical house, but also keep them like, wanted to like incorporate electric guitars, like real electric guitars, and like, you know, some kind of real riff in there. So we just like got done, like got pen and paper, got into the studio, and just literally it was really, really organic. And then the whole track was done, and we were like, we want to make this a little bit different. So what we decided to do, we approached Bridie Menon, who's an amazing artist, really, really amazing singer slash rapper on this track, and we just asked her to lay down the female vocals, and she came to the studio, did it in one take, and literally, like, it just gelled so well. The track, it just kind of brought everything together. And then it ended up, we were just like, this song's too good to not do a video to it. You know, it was like one of our sort of better songs out of the work that we've done. So we just put a small little video together, shot it at Coventry Cathedral, and then just put it out there. And then it just started kind of snowballing. And then we've done no PR for it whatsoever. We just put it on YouTube, put a couple of kind of teaser on Instagram, just let it go. And then a year later, I started sending the track to the radio station.
Amazing.
And it was just still organic.
Amazing, and you know, I was listening to this track, and it is kind of very, very nice track, and I think you did a very, very good job. So, who did the music? Did you produce it yourself? Did you do the music yourself?
So now I have a team around me that does the music. You know, I have a couple of people. You know, someone on guitar, someone on production, you know, and someone that mixes, someone masters. So it's just like an all round thing. Mm-hmm. So I've got a really good team of people that I work with, and it's so great. They're like, you know, we're almost a family. Uh-huh. So it's absolutely amazing.
Jaden, at the moment, you know, even in the Indian film, even in the Bollywood scene, people are, you know, remaking all the old tracks. So, you know, the original stuff is very hard, I think, to create at the moment. Is that the reason you opted for a remake of an old track? Or in your, you know, you've got your five tracks coming up. Is there something new there, or are there remakes as well?
So we've got a lot of stuff happening, actually. So the five songs that I'm doing with Sally Gamma, one of them just released a couple of weeks ago, called The Classics. It's a medley of basically Omer Dil Kajen and Mera Sapna No Kirani. So that came out a couple of weeks ago. That's out on Sally Gamma right now. You can see it on Spotify, Southern, Ghana, iTunes, Google Play, etc. So the project that we're doing with Sally Gamma is basically making a new vibe for old, really old classics. And, you know, bringing that for the new generation to actually listen, to understand it, and to like it. Because the songs are really good from kind of the yesteryears. It just, people are into it now, because it just sounds a bit dated. And we're never going to be able to match up to what they had and what they did, because back then everything was very analog, and now it's very digital. So we're just trying to create a new vibe, but we're not trying to remix, if that makes sense. What we're not doing is remixing. What we're calling a refixing. Because what I don't want to do is just basically take a track and just sample it like crazy and just kind of just make some noise. I don't want to do that. I almost want to make it like a new single, give it a breath of fresh air. So that's why I'm calling it the stuff that I do refixing rather than remixing. So that's what we're doing with Sally Gamma. And then on a tangent, I'm working on loads of original stuff. So the reason why I'm doing covers is not because it's harder to do originals, because I've got a load of original stuff coming out later this year and early next year. I just love doing that. I just love listening to old classics of Kishore Dharam, okay, Rusty, like someone yesterday. I just really want to kind of, what I listened to as a kid, I want to bring that back and give it to the kind of, my cousins, my nephews, nieces, what, you know, whatsoever. And because the music was beautiful back then.
So Jaden, are you keeping the original vibe to it as well, or are you completely changing the vibe and you're just keeping the lyrics? So in your new projects, as you said, I've not heard the classic part one as yet, but you know, in your future projects, if you are remaking any of the tracks, are you keeping the original vibe to it? Are you changing it? Like, you might have noticed quite recently there was another track remix to change the vibe of it, and it wasn't good. So, you know, what are you, you know, when you're remaking it, what is in your mind? What are you keeping? Are you keeping the original?
We're trying to keep the essence of the song there. The lyrics are the same, melody are the same. What we're trying to do is just put a new singer on it. So obviously I'll be singing on it. We're adding different harmonies and stuff, and we're just trying to make it sound fresh. We're not trying to go crazy with synths or the auto-tune, and we don't want to do any of that. We just want to keep it fresh, but still organic. So like we have. If you listen to all my books, it's on the classics that I've just done, and I'm also releasing something else in next month. You'll notice it's not very like you didn't get to put it in a club and play it. Because it still sounds how it should sound, how it was sounding in the 1970s, 1960s.
Right, okay.
But all we've done is we've cleaned the sounds up, we've added some nice sounds, like a very organic sound, not too synthy, pianos, guitars, and kind of natural instruments.
Right. Okay, Jaden, do you play an instrument yourself as well? And if you do, which instrument do you play?
Yeah, I play the keys. I play the harmonium. I love playing the harmonium and basic piano, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what I play. I have got a guitar. I have picked it up a few times, but it's kind of almost a furniture piece now.
Okay, so do you play with the bands as well? Do you go to concerts and stuff? Do you go to events and play there as well? Because, you know, so many people might be interested in inviting you to their events in future and stuff. So how can they contact you?
I've been so busy. Like, just a couple of weeks ago, I was in India, I was at the IFA Awards there. I just performed at the Motley Hall in Leicester just this weekend, just gone, for an award ceremony here. I've been to a lot of shows recently. Got some more coming up in the next. Got one in London on the 12th of October, and then November 3rd, I've got a couple more for Diwali. So you can contact me. Best way to contact me is follow me on Instagram. Basically, my Instagram tag is JadenArtistUK.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me on Instagram, I'm really approachable, and I get lots of messages there, and I respond usually within a couple of days. JadenArtistUK on Instagram, and even on YouTube, JadenArtistUK. But if you want to contact me, go to Instagram, and yeah, I'd love to talk.
Right, Jaden, you know the classic part one. I've not heard the track as yet, but I would love you to sing that for us and for all our listeners who are listening to us right now, because the track was only released about 2 to 3 days ago. Where can they, if somebody has not seen the track as yet, if they've not heard it, where can they go and check out this amazing track?
Just go on my Instagram, and I think I sent it to you guys. So yeah, you're more than welcome to play it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll search for. Go on.
Yeah, so yeah, just I'll send it to you guys. Just a couple of days ago, so you can have it there. Go on my Instagram, go on my YouTube, or follow on my YouTube, and it'll be there.
Okay, so would you want to sing it for all our listeners?
I would love to, but I'm actually in a meeting at work, so I can't really sing out loud right now.
Okay, no problem, Jaden. So tell us about the video you made, Huma. You said you made that video in Coventry, and is there a theme-based video, or is it just a performance kind of video? And when you make the videos, what you keep in your mind, you know, when you're making these videos?
So what I like to do is I want to keep it like very family centric. Like, I want it so everyone can watch it. For me, so far anyway, I've tried to keep all my videos very PG, and more about the music and about the scenic and the setting.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't believe, like, unless it needs it, I don't believe that every video needs like a model like wearing absolutely nothing just to sell. I don't believe that's what the video should be about. I feel like videos should complement the music. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I feel a lot of artists, I feel like the music's complementing the video, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I'm trying to stay away from that. Like, if a certain video needs a vibe, then do it. But I feel like right now a lot of artists are putting more money and more time into their video than into their looks rather than into the music. And I guess that's how it's going, because everything's visual on YouTube and Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I believe it should be more about the music, and then you go to the video afterwards.
Amazing. Jaden, thank you very much for your time, brother. We are looking forward.
No problem.
We are looking forward to all your upcoming projects. Please keep us posted. And what would be your message to all our listeners out there? You know, as an emerging artist who's been struggling since 2015, and mashallah, you've done brilliant, brilliant songs. These tracks have been amazing. What would be your message to all these listeners out there? All these people who want to become singers and
pursue their career. You know, I have two really strong messages, and the reason why I say these two strong messages is because I've been through, a point of being nowhere and being no one. And first thing is, don't give up on your dreams. Second of all, and the most important one, support everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, support everyone, and, you know, hope that they support you too. Never let ego take the better of you. So, for example, if you're working with an artist and, you know, they're doing better than you, you know, support them, promote them. Don't get jealous, don't get egotistic. And, you know, because I've seen it so many times where, like, it's broken relationships up, like, literally. Same thing happened to me. No lie, this is my story. Support everyone, and everyone should support everyone else. Because when mutual people, or people close together don't support each other, well, then jealousy and envy comes out, and it ruins relationships. So I urge all artists to support everyone, no matter if they're your friends or your family. If you don't ask to support them, they do it because they're coming from a place of kind of insecurity to support them. It's not about, you know, them wanting to be better or to be worse. It's just, you know, they get their validation from a certain person supporting them. So support everyone and keep that dream alive.
Amazing message as well from you, Jaden. Thank you very much, my bruv. And I hope you will entertain us with some amazing, amazing tracks in the future as well. Thank you very much for your time.
100%. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, bruv. See you later. Bye-bye. Right, this was Jaden. I enjoyed this amazing track, and I've got the classic medley from Jaden as well. I'm going to play that too. So keep it locked to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. These two tracks will take you towards a little commercial break. So keep it locked to Radio Sangam, and I shall see you soon after them.
और खंकी पायल मस्ती में संगनिया ये हम्मा 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 ए हम्मा 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 ए हम्मा हम्मा